My name is Garland Robinson. I want to mention some passages of Scripture and make an observation. In Ephesians 1, verse 13, we read, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation." In Colossians 1 and verse 5, "For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel." And then in Galatians 2 and verse 5, "To whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you." Now notice in these three verses, we've talked about the gospel, the truth. The truth is the gospel. The gospel is the truth. They are synonymous. They are the same. There's no distinction between them. Sometimes you hear people talk about, well, now this is the gospel truth. Well, friend, it's all the same. If it's the gospel, it's the truth. If it's the truth, it's the gospel. In 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13, we read about the Word of God, and we read about that it is the truth. So it's the same thing. The truth, though, has certain demands. The truth, the gospel, number one, demands that we know it. Jesus said in John 8 and verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That is a command as well as a promise. It's a command that we know the truth, the Bible, the gospel, and that when we do what it says, it will make us free from our sins. In order for that to occur, though, we have to obey. We have to do what it says. The wonderful thing about the Bible is that it's not only readable, it's understandable. That makes it imperative that everyone read and study God's holy word. In 1 Timothy 2 and verse 3, we read, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth." The truth demands that we know it. The truth demands that we study it. How are we going to know it unless we read, contemplate, meditate, study, and compare the Bible with the Bible? Then we also learn that the truth demands that we do not dispose of it. We've got to learn it. We've got to know it. But then don't forget it. Don't dispose of it. In Proverbs 23, verse 23, we read, "Buy the truth and sell it not." When we get hold of the truth, when we acquire the truth, don't let it go. It is a precious thing, and the Bible talks about what length we need to go in order to acquire it. The Lord gave a parable in Matthew 13, verses 44 and 46, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Friend, that's the attitude we need to have concerning the Bible, the Scripture, the truth. We must not let the truth depart from our hearts. We read in Romans 1:18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." Don't hold the truth that way, but love the truth. Know the truth. Don't get rid of it at all. The psalmist said in Psalm 119, verse 127, "Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold." Proverbs 4, 5 says, "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." We've got to learn the truth, know the truth, and do not forsake it at all. Number three, we've got to rightly divide the truth. That means to handle it correctly. In 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, We're told to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We handle it aright. We handle it correctly. Friend, the Bible is true, and it is in harmony with itself. One passage does not contradict another passage. They all fit together. They all are in harmony. But it's sad that a lot of people don't rightly divide the truth. We read in 2 Peter 3 and verse 16 that there are some things in the Scriptures that are hard to understand. And the Bible says, they that are unlearned and unstable rest. That is, they twist or wrangle, they torture and misuse the Bible unto their own destruction. But the Bible is not that way. Men treat it that way, but it's not that way itself. We're to rightly divide the truth because it is the truth. It is the word of life. Jesus taught the truth. Sometimes people didn't like it, and they walked away and wouldn't follow him anymore. But he did not apologize for the truth because it's the truth that'll make us free. So what's our attitude about the truth? Number one, we need to know it. Number two, do not get rid or dispose of it. Number three, rightly divide it. Number four, we need to believe it. It's not enough just to buy the truth or the Bible. Not enough just to know the Bible or even rightly divide the Bible if we don't believe it. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, the Bible says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We've got to believe everything the Bible teaches. As a matter of fact, Jesus said in John 8 and verse 24, "For if ye believe not that I'm he, ye shall die in your sins." We've got to believe the Bible. "For without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Hebrews 11 and verse 6. But sad, we read about some that are bent on not accepting the truth. They are bent on not rightly dividing, not believing, not loving the truth. We read in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 11 and 12, "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Those who do not believe the truth, this text says, will be damned. And that's exactly what Jesus said. In Mark chapter 16, verse 16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." So we've got to know the truth. Don't despise the truth. Rightly divide the truth. Believe the truth. Love the truth. One of the major reasons people do not obey the gospel is that they don't love it. In 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 10, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." Friend, do you love the Bible? Do you love the truth? Jesus said that if we love him, we will love the truth. John 14:15, "If you love me, ye will keep my commandments." In 1 John 5 and verse 3, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." Then in Psalm 119, verse 97, the psalmist said, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." So if we're going to believe the truth, we'll have to love it, because therein is the means by which we can have forgiveness of our sins. Last, we need to understand that if we love the truth, if we believe the truth, we'll have to obey it. We've got to obey the truth. Won't do any good to know it or buy it, believe it, love it, if we don't obey it. We've got to obey it. And when we do, we read in 1 Peter 1 and verse 22, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto the unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. What does he tell us? That when we obey the truth, we purify our heart. We're saved. We've got to obey the truth in all things, not just some things. Paul said in Acts 20 and verse 27, "For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." We don't want just part of the truth. We've got to want all of the truth. Paul said he had always taught all of the truth. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12, he also said that they could work out their own salvation with fear and trembling as they obeyed the truth. In 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 9, "To this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things." Don't pick and choose what you want from the Bible. Don't obey only if it's convenient or only if you like it, but in everything the Bible teaches, obey it. Sadly, people do not. Romans 10 verse 16 says, "But they have not all obeyed the gospel." Romans 2 and verse 7 says, "To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also to the Greek." There are some who do not love the truth, they don't believe the truth, they don't rightly divide the truth, and they don't obey the truth. But friend, without obedience to the truth, you cannot be saved. The truth tells you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, confess faith in Christ, and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. That is the truth. That is rightly dividing the truth. That is the love of the truth. Won't you obey that truth? We'll be glad to assist you in your obedience to the gospel of Christ, because that's the most important thing you can ever do in all of your life. My name is Garland Robinson.